for the Centennial at the time. So that I think was interesting. I've got some radio equipment that they probably could use, and they've been using it in there. Okay, I'll send it back to you. You can pass it around. WA2AXZ, WB2PQR. And this is the Transit Club. And if you need any help, I'm available most of the time. WB2PQR.
All right. Very good, WB2PQR and the K2IRT group. Yeah, I've been out there many times. Matter of fact, that's the end of runway 24, or runway 24. And that's where I did all my 40-meter and 160-meter operations. If you notice by the sheds there, they have the parking lot, and then they have the ramp, the seaplane ramp. I usually parked right there on the waterfront and planted the Hustler antenna out in the beach, out in the salt water. And I spent many a cold night out there, even during the days, too, for that matter. So, I've been in that repair shop they've had many times also, and it's beautiful work that they've done. And definitely that DC-3 from the Berlin Airlift, that was a magnificent job they did, a magnificent piece of restoration. I was there about a month ago, and they started rebuilding another plane that had a wooden frame to it. And I didn't pay too much attention to the name of it, but it was just amazing to see how much meticulous work they put into it, sanding and putting in every strut and every piece to make this thing look viable. So you never know, maybe in a couple of months, or knowing at the speed that they work at, maybe a couple of years, they'll have another vehicle up in the air there. All right, again, let's turn it back up to Charlie and then Andy. And again, you guys, has there been any more talk, any more emails back and forth? Let's go to WB2YZX.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. So I was off today. I had to take a day off. So I don't really know until I go back to work tomorrow what's going on. I know Wally wants to do it. I haven't spoken to Ken in weeks. And to tell you the truth, I think it's a nice idea, but it's probably going to fall apart. Like I said, given the weather and being where it is, who knows? But whatever. I'll keep you informed. And good evening to Manny there. If you'd like, I will put you on our mailing list. Or better yet, we have a website, k2irt.org. Check in there, and, we can browse around it, and you can email me or Lobi or any of the other guys, and we'll put you on our emailing list and keep you involved of all the crazy stuff we do. So, that's enough out of me. Back to you, Lobi.
Right, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group. Yeah, that's right, definitely. And they also have some information on QRZ if you look up K2IRT. And you can always email me, WA2AXZ, at ARL.net. And we'll get together and throw some information back and forth there. Yeah, Ken was at the last meeting, and everyone was talking about building the fabled 80-meter dipole. It was some kind of an 80-meter dipole they wanted to build. And I thought they wanted to go this weekend to do it, and I heard nothing. So what I'll probably do is, again, I have to go to that party at 2 Broadway tomorrow. I'll make a side trip to the museum upstairs. Excuse me. And, of course, I'll knock on Wally's door, see what's going on. Back to Andy, KF2WR. He got the K2IRT group.
KF2WR, Andy in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Lobe, I sent that picture over to your call sign at ARRL.com, I think. I'll just resend that back to ARRL.net. .com should get there. It hasn't bounced back yet, but I'll just send it for a second time to be sure. The antenna building, yes, I've seen pictures, and Marco's had an antenna. He had pictures he sent out he wants to test. I'm not sure if it's this weekend or next weekend it was going to be planned to be, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I'm getting some resistance, both domestically and professionally, and I'll send out an email on that in due time. Seems my time's been taken up here between airplane clubs and radio clubs and other commitments. So we just got to strike that balancing act. So, yeah, that's about it over here. I'm going to try to resend that thing right now. You got your computer fired up, Bob?
No, I keep it off when I'm transmitting. Every time I transmit, it shuts off AOL. So what I'll do is, at the top of the hour, I'll fire it up before I go on 160 and then see if it came through there. Yeah, I have a picture, but I don't have a high-quality picture. So if I'm able to blow the thing up somewhat, can't really say blow up too much anymore in New York, but I'll expand it to what I can see up on top, guys.
Yeah, there appears to be some writing on the side of it that you might be able to enhance.
All right, that's good. There are hundreds of thousands of original photographs that's stored at the Edison site in West Orange, New Jersey. And there's one fellow there, he's a PhD historian, a writer. His name is Paul Israel. That's written several books. I've met up with him several times along the way. And we're trying to, not weasel our way in, let's say, but like everything else, we'll schmooze our way through and probably get a chance to see some of the originals. A lot of prints that we're going to see if we can try to use for the Transit Museum when we get the small machine there. Because when he had these small machines, all he did was turn it sideways, throw a set of wheels on, and he was tooling around Menlo Park with the little dynamo, the homemade locomotive. So, more information the merrier. Forgive me for yawning, guys. I got up this morning about 5 o'clock. What do they say about retirement life? You don't have to get up early. It doesn't really work that way. Now let's go back to KC2, VMS. Let's see what Manny has to say about this. Come on in, Manny. How you doing?
Hello. How you doing? It's a pleasure talking with all you guys. But all I can say is, when I hit retirement, I'm going to have no problem with sleeping late, believe me. Go bowling, relax, do my thing, that's it, can't wait. And I'm sure I'll keep busy, but I'm going to enjoy myself. I can't wait to get away from the rat trap of New York City, all the busy traffic. Just can't wait to get out of that environment. Back to you.
Well, I got to tell you. Always nice to have a dream, and if you have the ability to do it, go do it. I picked myself up a new Jeep and a new camper, a pop-up camper, and I went from New York down to Route 66, went all the way to the California border and back again, made a left turn to Dayton, Ohio for the hamvention and came back, and I had a heck of a good time. And now, when I retired, my wonderful crew gave me at the time he was a 10-week-old basset hound puppy to keep me company. So now that I have the puppy, I have to start training him, and I'm starting very easy with him. Basset hounds are wonderful animals. There's some people that consider them dumb as a post, but after having a couple of them, they weren't too far from the truth. But definitely, he and I can do a lot of riding together. As will my new grandson when he gets old enough. We'll have to see what happens with that. All right. Let's go back up to Charlie one more time. But before we do, let's just put out a call and tell everybody this is the New York City Transit K2IRT Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything that's on the table here. You can find information about the K2IRT group on the internet. There's a k2irt.org, if I'm not mistaken. Or you can find the information also on the QRZ website. With that, we'll go back up to Charlie, WB2YZX. And I was told Wally was buying another tripod. So we'll have these two tripods to mount all these antennas and UHF, VHF stuff. I think it's a good idea. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. In fact, I was just looking at our picture on QRZ.com. So, man, if you want to see some real ugly hams, just punch in K2IRT. You'll see low be me. That's Ken, Wally, and Andy erecting a tower. And I don't know which was worse, putting it up there or taking it down, but we're very big with field day, and I'm not saying it's right around the corner, but does seem to creep up pretty quickly. So you can come on down and play radio with us. We always have a good time. So guys, I'm going to back out about now. I got to make a phone call, so I'll be on the side, and good evening to all. WA2AXE, WB2YZX.
All right, John, WB2YZX and the K2IRT guy. All right, be good. And what we've been doing lately is on AR websites and the QRZ website, they've established several of the emergency frequencies for the Haitian relief efforts down there. So normally we, if you're not trained for it, we stay out of the way, but if you guys wanted to listen, they're on 80 meters, 3720, 3720. On 40 meters, they set up at 7045. And there was also a new one reported on 7265, 7265. In addition to that, they have two frequencies set up on 20 meters. The Salvation Army is at 14265, and they're also using the MarineNet frequency of 14300. So it's just heart-wrenching to see what those poor people are going through down there. And after reading the bulletins through ARRL today, they're sending help, equipment operators, whatever they can to give those people a hand down there. And my hat's off to everybody who's doing all this volunteer work down there. All right, we'll go back to Andy, KF2WR, and the K2IRT group.
Yeah, Bobby, you said a mouthful, man. God bless those people out there. What they're going through right now is unimaginable. It looks like what we went through down at 9/11, but on a much larger scale. So, yeah, there's just a lot of pain and suffering there. And with that, we'll call it quits here from New Jersey. And nice to hear everybody in there. Always a pleasure, Abe. And to the new stations out there. It's KF2WR, Andy saying 73, Woodbridge, New Jersey, back over to Net Control. Bobby, I hope to see you tomorrow. Take care.
All right, Andy, go see what happens there. Before you go, where's everybody meeting up? They're going to be meeting up at 53rd. What time?
I'm going to be going to a joint on 7th Avenue, kind of near where the last joint we went to there. It's a barbecue place that Jimmy knows and he wants to go to. So there'll be plenty of barbecue beef and plenty of Guinness. It's 7th Avenue in the 40s somewhere. I'm not sure.
All right. What is I'll probably... What time are you guys doing this? About 4:30, 4 o'clock?
I imagine it'll be probably around 12 minutes after 4, as long as it takes to walk down there. We're going to come up from 16, those guys will walk down from 5-3.
All right. I see what I can do. I will see what I can do. I'm going to try to make it just what I need, more food. Andy, be good, and give my regards to everybody over there. Definitely, you got to keep the XYL happy, or... it makes life miserable for the rest of the day then. We'll clear with KF2WR, and we'll see if WB2PQR has anything, and then we'll turn it back up to Mandy. WB2PQR and the K2IRT group.
KC2S744 and KF2QR, I believe is in New Jersey. I want to say thank you for your concern. I am Portable, I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I am a Haitian also, so thank you so much, and I'm just leaving. QSF on that. Well, you know, everyone's pitching in, and there's so many volunteer organizations there, and we're all here to help each other. It doesn't pay. It's heartless to turn your back on your fellow human beings. Go ahead.
My name is Johnny. I'm KC2SLF, and I literally talking to somebody that I know who have two children who died building collapse on them. And still they don't know if the husband inside because they keep calling the cell phone, nobody pick it up. And it's so heartbreaking. And I'm so happy I heard people in here. Just literally feel so sorry for Haiti because I know that piece of island never have a break. And my God, and I hope God and my prayer go to them, my blessing. I just try my best and to see what if I could hold on because it's so sad, man. It's just speechless. You can't even describe what's going on. It's like New Orleans, Katrina.
No, I know, but sadly, it's much worse than a Katrina over there, and Haiti's been hit between the hurricane and the earthquake. It just seems to be a target. It looks like the wrath of God is down on them, and they just don't deserve it there. Listen, you're in our prayers. Pray for the whole family there and for all the families that are out in Haiti suffering at this time. All right. Bear with us 1 second here. Let me just give it to Abe one more time, and then we're going to end with you. Okay. WB2PQR, pick it up from the K2IRT group.
Well, there's not much more that can be said. You said it all, Howie. You said it all, and all our... hearts go out to everybody over there. We were all in down at the Trade Center, and we know, and it's just a very, very sobering thought that that this can happen in a split second, and what everything that man made can be destroyed by God so quickly. And it will be, I'm sure it will come back up again with God's help and the help of the entire world. And the only thing I have to say about before I tie the ribbons on myself is if Charlie is there, you don't have to come back. I just want to let you know I found my old logbook from 1969 when we first met, and you were prominent in it. So pick it up, Lobby, WA2AXZ, WB2PQR, BQRT.
WB2PQR and the K2IRT group. I told you, I got Charlie in my log starting in 1971. And I made a comment earlier that one of the things I read in one of the QST magazines was tracing your call letters back. And I checked with them, and I'm the very first one with the WA2AXZ call, because we picked it up pretty much at the beginning. But, you know, I forgot I had the novice call. N2AXZ or something like that. And I totally forgot all about that. That's only been almost 40 years on the air, so I'm happy they reminded me and brought me a little back to where I was and how far I've come. Abe, have a great night, and definitely we'll keep you on the list, and we'll see what's going to happen with this this UHF, VHF, antenna building thing that's coming down the pipe. With that, we'll go over to Manny now. KC2, VMS, up in Yonkers. Come on in, Manny.
Can I have it for one more second?
All yours.
Just to make it quickly, I got some old flying horse logbooks with all the ham calls in it. Now you're welcome to look yourself up. WB2PQR clear.
All right. Those in years, mamma mia. All right. All right, let's back up to Manny now, KC2 VMS.
How are you? Okay, it's a pleasure knowing of this channel here. One of my friends told me about it. I just got into ham just back in June, And I didn't know this even existed here, this channel here. So it was really great to know that we can, all us MTA people can get together and talk. And you guys seem like a whole bunch of great people, so I enjoyed listening in and talking with you guys, and I look definitely forward to talking to you guys again. And we're a cool bunch of people here, so it's, I really enjoyed it. You guys, seem like a bunch of nice guys. And it was really a pleasure talking with you, and I'm going to get my other friend at the depot, who also has his license, to join in. So so thank you so much for picking me up here, and I'm going to step to the side, and back to control. It's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, 73s.
Andy, it's great talking to you tonight, and definitely pass the word along. We started back in 2004 when we started celebrating the 100th anniversary of the IRT. And one of the members, being an extra, picked up the call K2IRT for the IRT subway. And since 2004, we've been doing field days, we've been doing special events. We even had one where we did a barefoot in the park here in Marine Park, Brooklyn, where we set up the radio station and we were part of the nature preserve over there. We did special events over at the Coney Island Yard when they had the open house. So we're out there. We're getting more and more well known as time goes on. Please pass the word along to the gang, and the more the merrier on 2 meters here. Well, we're clear with Manny, 73's to you, and let's pick it up with KC2SLS one more time to put the lid on there. Come on in.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Once again, I'm KC2SLS. I'm Johnny, and for the new station we just joined, and the first time I joined this repeater, it was amazing. So much nice people over the air, the way I read about people act funny and ham radio. But this repeater surprised me a lot. A lot of good people, and young, old, they all nice. And you could hear that in the voice. And for all the new station to come and you tell them, invite them to this repeater. It's one of the best repeater ever. And man, your name, I believe your name is Manny, but I don't get your call sign. And thank you, and back to the control, and I'm Johnny, and KC2SLS, Life and Ground Eye.
All right, Johnny. Yeah, that was Manny up in Yonkers, and he's KC2VMS, Victor Mary Sam, KC2 Victor Mary Sam. And my call letters are WA2AXZ, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. And you can check us all out on QRZ, on the websites and everything else. And you're right about that. There's quite a few great guys on ham radio, and we're only here to help. And again, it doesn't pay anyone to be angry or mean. That's on the CB bands. I've listened to the CB bands long enough to know what takes place here. Ham radio, we're all ladies and gentlemen over here, and that's the way it is. John, again, thank you very much for stopping in with the net, and you're more than welcome every Thursday night to pop in and say hi. And again, a heartfelt thanks to everybody on the repeater for allowing us the use for the hour. And with that, just say a prayer for everybody in Haiti. This is the K2 IRT net, and we're going to go QRT, and I'm going to QSY up to 160 meters. Gentlemen, have a great night.